जय अनिल प्रेम धना करुणा प्रचुर ये अनिल प्रेम धन करुणा प्रचुर हे ना प्रभु कोता गेला आचार्य ठाकुर हे ना प्रभु कोता गेला आचार्य ठाकुर कह मोर स्वरूप रूप कह सनात कह दस रघु नाथ पतित पावन कह मोर भट्ट युग कह कबीरा एक काले कोथा गेला गौर नटरा पशने कुटीब माथा अनले पसीब गौरंग गुणेर निधि कथ गेले पव से सब संगीरा संगे जो कैला से संग न पाइया कांदे न रोतम दास से संग न पाइया कांदे Narottam Das. Ye anilo prema dhana karuna prachur ena prabhu katha gela acharya thakur Prabhu kota gela bhakti charu thakur Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. स्वामी महाराज तिरुभाव तिथि महोत्सव की जाय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि Just yesterday, after the news of Bhaktichara Maharaj's departure, I wanted to hear Maharaj. So then I came across this song that Maharaj had sung on one of the Acharya's disappearance, Titi. Now, we are ending up hearing same song. On the occasion of Srila Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj's disappearance day or day after his disappearance. So today we are celebrating Vyas Purnima, Guru Purnima, in India, in Pandharpur. But I just heard that in America, yesterday was Vyas Purnima and Guru Purnima. And Maharaj departed on Vyas Purnima, Guru Purnima day. So it's a very auspicious departure in that sense. Yes, as his appearance of Srila Vyasudeva today, and it was in America, it was yesterday. One appears, another one disappears. But it is also not like that. They only appear and acharyas or gurus do not disappear. They keep appearing. Their life and teachings, they will never disappear. They are eternal. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur say that he reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die or disappear. But this is not true. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that they live on and on with their life and teachings, with their vani. Kirti yasya sa jivati. Sa jivati. Only he is living. Living. Not. Who is living? Who is Kirtiman? For with the Kirti, with the glories of that person, he lives on and on and on. So Maharaj has not disappeared. He's here in the form of his vani, his exemplary life and his teachings. In Marathi also there's a saying, Marave Pari Kirti Rupe Urave. Marave. Of course, you have no choice. You have taken birth, so at least, yeah, one time you are going to give up that body. But then that saying says you should remain behind in the form of Kirti. So we prayed and prayed. We cried and prayed to the Lord. The atmosphere globally was surcharged with the prayers. And also there was and there is so much bhakti, Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj consciousness all around, all over the world. Ebe yesh Ghoshuk Tribhuvan. Yeah, literally we were experiencing how Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj was on the mind of millions, mind of millions of devotees all over the world. Prithvim Jasishat. He has shishyas, disciples all over Prithvi, all over the world. Some are his Diksha disciples and others are Siksha disciples. My disciples are also Siksha disciples of Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. And like that, Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj was a Jagat Guru. Not less. So he represented Srila Vyasadeva perfectly well. He was representative of Srila Vyasadeva. That we could understand by knowing, seeing, experiencing how perfectly he was representing Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada represented Srila Vyasadeva. And Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj represented Srila Prabhupada. So that is same as Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj representing Srila Vyasadeva. We were talking yesterday also. Reminding glories of Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj, and I said how in a very short time he became Prabhupadized, as we say, Krishnaized, Eskonized. So he came in contact in 77, Kumbh Mela in Prayag Raj. And then November of the same year. So just we had a 10, 11 months association. But it was very intense association, like a marathon. And being in close proximity of Srila Prabhupada, he captured Srila Prabhupada's spirit, imbibed that Srila Prabhupada's spirit. In some ways, His disciples, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, are like a little Prabhupadas, representing Prabhupada, acting on behalf of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Or following the dictations of Srila Prabhupada. So he was so much Srila Prabhupada conscious. Was he not born also in Kolkata? Huh? Yes? Near Kolkata. Did his studies in Kolkata. Yeah, so in Kolkata, near Kolkata, there's Kolkata. So. He was practically born in the same town as Srila Prabhupada. Certainly in the same state as Srila Prabhupada. Same state where Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Hari Hari. So Vyas the name Vyasudev. Vyas meaning the expander. One who expands is the expander is Vyas. So by representing Srila Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj certainly expanded Krishna consciousness. Expanded Vedic literature, which is a main contribution of Srila Vyasadev. Srila Vyasadev. Yeah, giver of, a compiler of all the Vedic literature. Vedesha Sarver. Aham eva vedya, and that literature is meant for knowing the Lord. So, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj certainly expanded. You preach in English language, that was the instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that instruction Srila Prabhupada certainly followed. But then Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj also followed to expand, to spread Krishna consciousness, spread the message of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, spread the holy name around. Then translate my books in as many languages as possible. Srila Prabhupada wanted to further expand that body of knowledge. So different devotees stepped forward and translated Srila Prabhupada's books in various languages. And Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj gets the credit for translating all Srila Prabhupada's books in Bengali language. So that's expansion. In his own preaching in English language. And he was known for, he traveled. That's what he was doing mostly. and lately traveling to all the six continents. And representing Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Prabhupada, wherever you went. And the last time he went to America, same purpose, to expand, spread Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada had left India, went to the West, so following in the footsteps, risking his life, went to America. Srila Prabhupada arrived in America in 65, September 17th. And that is a birthday? That is a birthday of the day Prabhupada arrived. Same day or maybe day before, day after. Same day our Sundarlal also was born on the same day. Prabhupada arrived in America and Sundarlal appeared in Mauritius same day. And Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj appeared in the same day as Prabhupada arrived. Huh? It is? Anniversary, birth anniversary. Yes? Yeah. So what I know is that is how much he is Prabhupada conscious, that he celebrates his appearance day, Vyas Puja, which I attended several of his Vyas Pujas. I had a good fortune for my own purification. I was with him on several of those. So he celebrates his Vyas Puja as what? Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. It's his Vyas Puja, his birthday party, but then he celebrates that as Srila Prabhupada Memorial Day. Yes, I mean he's the one no one else on the planet thought of making a documentary on Prabhupada's life, Abhay Charan. He wanted to see Srila Prabhupada's life and teachings immortalized. So, as we were celebrating Srila Prabhupada's 100th birth anniversary, and different disciples were making their contributions. And what was a contribution? The translation of all Prabhupada's books in Bengali, this was one very major contribution. The other one was the documentary. So when we had a Netaji Subhash stadium in Kolkata, the grand celebration of Prabhupada's 100th birth anniversary. On that occasion, his Abhaycharan documentary was released. So it was a Maharaj dedicated that Abhaycharan as his offering. And to Srila Prabhupada. And Ujjain temple is gone with Ujjain ki. It's glorious. ISKCON, Ujjain devotees, temple and devotees, and his glorious disciples. We are with you, Prabhus. We are right behind you. Yesterday, when one devotee Govind, right? Pran Govind Prabhu from Alashwa was rushing to the hospital where Bhakti Charisva Maharaj was hospitalized, and Prabhupada, yes, understood that Bhakti Charisva Maharaj wanted this Pran Govind Prabhu to do something with his final rites or. So I spoke to Pran Govind Prabhu. He was still on the way. Just now he was going to reach. He thought, or he was going to manage to reach the hospital, and speak to Maharaj. Of course, Maharaj would only listen. So he asked me as we were talking, "Is there anything you would like? I would like Pran Govind to convey to Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj?" And then I said, "If you could manage to do what you are thinking of or wishing and wanting to do, please convey that." "Do not leave us behind. Please come back, join us, be amongst us. We are missing you." But then I also said that Krishna does not want this to happen. Krishna warns him. Krishna has some other plans for him. Then I said, "Please convey to Bhakti Charasana Maharaj that then you may leave peacefully, happily, and we will take care of that." Yeah, he
as his zone or his services or especially his direct disciples. Sorry. So he built a Jain temple within 1 year. That was like a record. Hmm? 10 months. Okay. Not even 12 months, but within 10 months. We knew this. The Bureau had just now approved his purchase of the land and building the temple, and then next thing was we received the invitation for temple opening. And on Nityanand Trayodashi of that year, I don't remember which year, before GBC meetings, all the GBCs landed in Ujjain, and we had a grand celebration, a temple opening celebration in Ujjain. Yeah, again, I was thinking, he built a temple in Ujjain, Avantipur. Lord Sri Krishna's guru, Sandipani Muni, his hometown. In that town, Srila Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj opened ISKCON temple. Again, continuing the tradition. And Ujjain or Avantipur is a place where Krishna and Balaram did their studies, and then Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj installed Krishna Balaram on the altar. And in the temple hall there is Sandipani Muni's, I think, murti. Srila Prabhupada's murti, and there's Sandipani Muni's murti also. Only temple, ISKCON temple, has a Sandipani Muni's murti, and that is a Jain temple. Hari Hari. Yeah, the last talk I had with him was just some time before he left for America. One fine, I don't know, morning, I mean, I think during the day, Maharaj called me. And it was during the pandemic situation. I was surprised to receive his call. Why is he calling me? And then he disclosed the reason. Because he had some extra free time during the lockdown time. Of course, he did so much talking and preaching during that time, I think for months. I also did preaching, talking. But I think he really was on marathon. Every day, for weeks and months, he was doing every day English talks and Bengali talks. And he was really giving himself to the world. So he called me and he said, he had finished watching the Lost Village documentary. The Lost Village, that is my village. And he was so much pleased to watch the documentary. And he said to me that he got to know me more as he was watching. And he was really appreciating and congratulating me and for my upbringing in simple, natural village setting. And on and on he went on. And then, yeah, we're both talking how if we could do something so that we do not lose the villages and lose the culture, and how we could revive and promote and propagate this spirit of simple living, high thinking and natural living. And then I also had invited, he asked me, where are you? So I said, I am in Pandharpur. So I invited Maharaj, please come over, please come. Then I said, you could also visit that village, not far from Pandharpur. He was asking how far from Pandharpur is. So I extended that invitation for him to visit Pandharpur, the village that is getting lost. And he had accepted my invitation. And we also had talked about talking over phone more often. But I think that that meeting and talking now, it's only possible another plane. Sai Maharaj Tirubhavati Timasavati Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande.